made a bad move in checkers. And I said, that's a silly move. And you can come down, Mark. And he said, so much for my silly idea. And he saw what was wrong with it.
Well?
Okay, Mark.
I was putting diaper on Mark, and he wouldn't get his... Mark wouldn't let me put his diaper on. I got real mad at him. And then he started to cry. And then Ross said, see, this is another trouble you got me into. And this comes from the movie that Ross saw last night, where Oliver Hardy keeps on saying to Stan Laurel, look at the trouble you got me into again. That's the favorite line, by the way, from Laurel and Hardy. And Ross essentially was playing the role of Oliver Hardy. Mark, he said, you know what? I had to go poo, but I didn't go poo in my diaper. That was luckier. He had gone poo in his diaper a little bit earlier. Marky said, hey, neat, Daddy switched.
It's me, I went out of his bed.
But I have no diaper on. He said, tell me Ross about his dream. He said, I just had a dream. I dreamed about a girl. Ross, where's the speaker? Oh, thank you. What did you guys dream about last night?
Let me think back what I dreamed about.
Yeah. Can you think back? What did you dream about? How about Mark? What did you dream about, Marky?
I dreamed about a lot of things, you know.
Like what? Can you remember any of them?
Kids.
Mm-hmm.
Dad, you know what?
Let Marky finish his story. Go ahead, Mark. Kids and what else? Mark?
Animals.
And
drawers.
Droids?
Drawers.
Drawers. What did the drawers do in your dream?
Have toys. Oh,
I see. Okay.
Did
you like this, Dad? Your little pretty pony? Yeah. Very nice. Very nice. So that was all you dreamed about. Okay. He's going to tell us what he dreamed about. Go ahead, Ross.
I dreamt about the Empire State Back.
Mm-hmm.
You know why?
Why?
Yesterday, Ben had the Empire Strikes Back movie without sound.
Really?
And we had to make our own sounds.
Really? I didn't know you could do that.
Did you know? Well, it did come with sound, but the sound didn't work. So he did it without sound, and we made our own sounds.
Yeah.
And this was so neat. Wampa came up and we were going,
neat. Well, that certainly is neat, isn't it? So did you see the whole Empire Strike Back?
No, only half. But in my dream I heard all of it. Even when the ship went into monster's mouth. Did she die? Remember they went, yeah!
Oh, right, yeah, I remember.
Oh, yeah, they went out the mouth. I always die in my dreams.
You always die in your dreams?
Yeah.
Why do you always dream?
The falcon went,
and then when you're dead, then what happens to you?
Well, I don't always dine on cheese.
Just sometimes.
No, but if I have it, if I have a little jar, I dream all of them.
No, okay.
Sorry.
Now, Ross, can we put
press the X backward? Well, when I was in the asteroid,
The asteroid belt,
and the asteroid field in my dreams. Well, you see, all those Imperial Talon fighters were chasing, and I went into this asteroid, and they all went crash, and my ship almost crashed too.
Mm-hmm.
The Falcon almost did, but then I went under it. And
Another one under that one, like that.
And when we got to this thing, then we went into the monster's mouth, and there's these swamp bats, and then they had to put their air masks on because there wasn't air in the monster.
Really? Let's see.
Well, the Whoop Bats got Leia, and I shot, I was Han, shot the Whoop Bat, and another Whoop Bat got C-3PO, but I didn't shoot that one because I hated C-3PO, but Luke got his lightsaber and cut the feet off of it.
Good.
R2 stayed inside because he didn't like getting in trouble. And Chewie, when he saw the Whoop Bats, he just stepped on them and really punched them and stuff. And then after they discovered it was the belly of a monster, they got on the ship and fast as they could, they went like this. They went like this, Dad. Watch.
And then they got out? Okay.
I went to the planet Cloud City.
Okay, good.
I sure do know how to remember something.
Sure do. Okay, now, what do we do next this morning?
Watch cartoons.
Okay, now, when you wake up, will you put all those animals back?
We won't sleep with them again.
But they have to sleep back there during the day. Now you can pull them back again tomorrow.
Well,
yes. Can you, you got them down, can you put them back?
Are we going to the store today?
Hmm?
We're going to the store today?
No.
What are we doing today?
Nothing much. Today's the rest
of the day. I'm staying home today.
Yeah, Mark is staying home. He has diarrhea.
No, because I was sick.
I know. Yeah, I want those animals back on the shelf for us. Okay?
After the cartoons?
No, before the cartoons. Before you go down, I want those animals
back.
Well, then no cartoons. Marky said he cut his head off, and I said, no, he did not in that picture. We talked about the Jedi, Return of the Jedi book. And he said, but I saw, but he got his head cut off in that picture.
You know what? I saw marble upstairs. I put it in the army of marbles, which is really to say that he put it with the rest of the marbles. So he calls that an army of marbles.
Here he asked to ask, do you know what it means to be
a
woman?
Mommy,
she said,
you're
naked.
A nude mom.
No, not she's not nude.
Yeah,
no, she has clothes on.
Sometimes she's a nude. Sometimes
I'm not one.
Sometimes
you can't be a nude. You can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Once upon a time there was an Ewok, okay?
Five and 5 little Ewoks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they said, how, where, if you don't tell me what us where you got those paws, if you tell us where you got them,
uh-huh.
I'll give you a big present. Oh, and he said, closely, and they said, yum, yum.
Mm-hmm.
Is it chocolate? I said, yes, a lot of chocolate. Yum, yum.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate ice cream? Yes. Chocolate vanilla? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then they turned back, they went back. Then they went back and home, sleep. All night. They sleep all night, they turned the lights off. They lived happily ever after.
Gee, that's nice, Mark. Is there any more to the story?
Well, they got Sunny and was still sleeping down. Mm-hmm. And I said, we can go out shine now.
Mm-hmm.
Then they said, I shank it. Then they said, we think we're gonna get in a fight. Then they weren't. And then they went in the car before they get a fight. They weren't. They were just talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Then that dog went, woof, woof.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the Ewok's dog.
Oh, that's cute.
That dog now jumped on the Ewoks.
Yeah.
Never jumps on anybody. That's the end of the story. And then they went back home when they got some food. And then they lived happily ever after.
Good. Is that the end of the story?
Yeah.
Okay. Rock, do you know any other story? Any more parts to that story?
Uh-uh.
About the Ewoks?
No. Oh, there's one more part.
Oh, Marty knows another part. Okay, go ahead, Mark. Tell us
the apple pie and milk and Cheerios.
Ooh. Really?
And then they got Christmas stuff. And when they only got boots.
Uh-huh.
And they got truck jaw.
Mm-hmm.
They found a truck jaw. They got triclops. They didn't. Nobody don't send Triclops to Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
Then when Santa was, tomorrow was Christmas,
mm-hmm.
then he looked in the thing,
mm-hmm.
and then he taked Chuck Jaw out and the boots out,
mm-hmm.
then he went down the chimney.
Good, good, good. And then tell me some more, Mark.
And then that he put the toys out. Then the Ewoks peeked. And then Santa Claus said, boy, boy, what Ewoks are they? 5 little Ewoks.
I see.
And then they went back up the bed. And then they sneaked back up the chimney.
I see.
Then at the morning, the Ewoks come downstairs. And they got all of the Christmas stuff.
Uh-huh.
They put it in, they cleaned the room. They played and played.
Oh, I see.
Play. They had visitors to come over.
Uh-huh.
They were the guests.
Uh-huh.
So they guessed what they wanted for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then they loved happily ever after.
That's nice, Mark. Do you know any more parts to that story?
Okay.
Okay.
You guessed two more parts.
Okay.
And they went back home. Then they went back to their new home. And they had to pack all the toys and all the clothes and all the chores.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a long time.
Huh.
To do, and all the coats, all the jacks, and all the toys, and all the fancy clothes. When they go to Ewok, fancy places, and the cars and trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And the pajamas and the clothes and all that stuff. Then they went back home. Then they went back to the new home with all that heavy stuff.
Nice.
Then they got the fish that they always eat and the pies.
And is that the end of the story?
Yeah.
What happened at the end?
Oh. Nothing happened at the end.
Did they live happily ever after?
Then they went back to their old home, picked their piggies up.
Uh-huh.
Then they lived happily ever after. That's all.
Okay. Now everybody want to go to sleep now?
Sure. Okay.
Good night, Douglas. I told Ross that it wouldn't be fair to cry just because I'm giving a trono to another boy, that's Adam Just. He shouldn't cry because it makes me think that he doesn't want the other boy to have something nice. And what did you say then, Ross? Actually, he said, well, just think, what if you had gotten the last one for him? You know, to set up a double hypothetical, just think, what if? And I never could have gotten one. How would that have happened, Ross?
Well, everyone called all of them, and there was only one left. When you get that one, then I wouldn't be able to have one.
Oh, I see. You think it might have worked that way? Mm-hmm.
Well,
now, a little earlier, you told me that you were pretty sure that the trono was for you. And why did you think that?
Well, because you were hiding.
Daddy, you wouldn't have hid it. You wouldn't have hid it. You said, wouldn't have hid it, or wouldn't have hid it. If it had been for me. Isn't that what you said? How did you say it, Ross?
It was, you would have. And you wanted hiding it from me. So it has to be mine.
Because if it was yours, I would have hid it away?
Yeah, but it's somebody else's.
You think it's somebody else's?
Uh-huh.
Why do you think that?
Well, because you said so. You said
no.
It was for somebody else.
Okay, but you say that you think it's for you.
Yeah, but...
Why do you think it's for you?
Well, because in the first place I did.
And why did you think so in the first place? What was the reason?
Because if you were hiding it from me, then it was sure to be mine.
No, the reason was that you said that
I didn't tell you who it was for. If it were hiding, that's right. If I was hiding it from you, then it was sure to be yours, because if it was for Adam, I wouldn't try to hide it, would I?
Right.
Uh-huh. So do you still think that reasoning is good? Do you still think that's good thinking? Or do you change your mind now?
Well, I think that you...
Who do you think it's for?
To me, if it's for Adam.
If it's for Adam, then why not show it to you, right?
No, if it is for Adam, then you do.
And I do show it to you?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm not going to show it to you, so what does that mean?
It's for me.
You think now it's for you?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure of that?
Well, if you're hiding it from me, it's mine. But if you're not...
Maybe I'm just hiding it from Adam.
Well, hey, well, don't worry. He's not coming over to our house. We're going over to his.
So you think that's a pretty good... Okay. So what... How do you feel about it? Who is it for at this point? Who would you guess? Who would you guess if you had to guess? Is it for Ross or for Adam?
I don't know.
You're not sure now.
What?
Now Daddy keeps on telling you it's for Adam, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can't make up your mind, can you?
Right.
Well, that's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, no, kill.
What?
Kill.
No way.
Well, then...
Daddies are not supposed to tell.
Then it should be mine.
Daddies are never supposed to...
Then it's going to be mine.
How do you know that?
If you hide it from me, it's mine, because you know that he's not coming over right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you won't be able to see it.
You know something, Ross?
What?
You're right. You're right. It's for you. Yes. It is. It's for you. You guessed it. Because if I hide it, there's no way that I would hide something that is for Adam. If it's for Adam, why should I hide it, right?
Right.
The only reason I should hide it is because I don't want you little kids to see it.
Yeah.
You got it right. You got the right answer.
Dad.
Yes, sir.
Do you know what Trono is about?
What? What is
it? Do you know what Trono is about?
Trono?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know the whole story.
You're not going to tell it.
It's the first book of Tron, before there was a Tron.
Oh.
There was a Trono. It's part of the whole, that's part of the trilogy.
That was the thing that they did to, to the Jedi. They called it Revenge of the Jedi.
Revenge of the Jedi is going to be the next, no. Is that the next? Which is Revenge of the Jedi, the whole trilogy?
That's the... Well, that's what name that they started off with.
No, the first name was Star Wars.
Yeah. The first one was... The first movie was Star Wars.
Uh-huh. Second movie...
Was... Empire Strikes Back.
Mm-hmm. Third movie...
Revenge of the Jedi.
No, Return of the
Jedi. No, Revenge of the Jedi, which we call Return of the Jedi instead.
Why do we call it that instead? Aren't we making a mistake?
No. Started off with that, but then they decided
to change their mind, huh?
Yeah.